Chapter 3. Mrs. Witch. The three children walked through the forest to the Murrays' house. It was nearly dark. Charles Wallace and Fortinbras ran ahead. Meg and Calvin walked behind them. "This is the strangest afternoon of my life," thought Meg. "But I feel happy." At home, Mrs. Murray was cooking dinner. "This is Calvin, Mother," said Meg. "Can he stay for dinner?" "Of course," said Mrs. Murray. Meg took Calvin into the living room. "You're so lucky to have a mother like yours," said Calvin. "I love my family, but they don't talk to me." He was looking at the pictures on the living room wall. One picture was of a group of men on a beach. "Who are they?" he asked. "Scientists," said Meg. She pointed at a man with glasses. "This is Father."
"Where is he now?" asked Calvin.
Meg did not have to answer, because Mrs. Murray came in.
"Have you done your homework, Meg?" she asked.
"Not all of it," said Meg.
"Finish it before dinner," said Mrs. Murray. "Is that okay, Calvin?"
"Of course," said Calvin. "I have some homework, too. I'm good with words, but anything with numbers is always difficult for me."
Mrs. Murray smiled. "Maybe Meg can help you."
"But I'm a lot older than her," said Calvin.
"Ask her anyway," said Mrs. Murray. Calvin showed Meg a paper with numbers on it. She looked at it, found a pencil, and quickly wrote some more numbers.
"Do you understand?" she asked. 3/7 is the same as 0.428571.
"Can you show me again?" asked Calvin.
Meg wrote again, more slowly.
"Yes," said Calvin. "I understand now."
He smiled.
"It's wonderful to be here. I don't feel alone anymore."
"But you're not alone. Everybody likes you at school," said Meg.
"You're good at English and sports." "Those things aren't important," said Calvin.
At dinner, the twins were very happy because they could talk to Calvin about baseball and football. After dinner, Charles Wallace went to his bedroom, and Calvin read to him. The twins finished their homework and watched TV. Meg helped her mother in the kitchen and then sat at the table with her homework. Suddenly, she looked up from her books.
"Mother, are you unhappy?" she asked.
Mrs. Murray was reading a science book.
"Yes," she said, looking at Meg.
"I love your father. I want to see him."
"Did Mrs. What's-it come here because of father?" asked Meg.
"Maybe, but I don't understand it all," said Mrs. Murray.
"I like to understand things," said Meg.
"Everyone wants to understand, but it isn't always possible," said her mother.
Does Charles Wallace understand more? Asked Meg.
Yes.
Why?
Because he's different, said Mrs. Murray. He doesn't look different, but he's different inside. We know that.
I wasn't surprised that Mrs. What's-It came here. I think that she came because of Charles Wallace.
Calvin came back into the kitchen.
Is Charles Wallace all right? Asked Mrs. Murray.
Yes, he's fine, said Calvin. Do you want to go for a walk, Meg?
Yes, said Meg. But first, Mother, can you tell me about the Tesseract?
Mrs. Murray looked worried.
Another time, Meg. I must go upstairs and kiss Charles Wallace goodnight. You go for your walk with Calvin.
The moon was bright, and Calvin and Meg walked through the garden and between some apple trees. They sat on a wall, and Calvin took two apples from a tree. He gave one to Meg.
Tell me about your father, he said.
He's a scientist, said Meg.
And he has disappeared, said Calvin. But he hasn't left your mother for another woman?
No, said Meg.
Did he work for the government?
Asked Calvin.
Yes, in Washington, said Meg. But it was secret. He was traveling a lot, so we came to live here without him. Father wrote to us, and Mother wrote to him every day.
What happened next? Asked Calvin.
The letters stopped, said Meg. Mother went to Washington and talked to a lot of people. She only knows that he's doing something secret and dangerous. He can't write to us, but we've waited a year. Something bad has happened, I'm sure.
Meg was crying now.
Calvin put his arm round her.
It's okay to cry, he said. You'll feel better.
Then there was a noise, and Charles Wallace came through the apple trees.
We're going, he said.
Where? Asked Meg.
To find Father, I think, said Charles Wallace.
Suddenly, Mrs. Who was there, too. Then Mrs. What's-It climbed over the wall.
I'm not good at climbing, said Mrs. What's-It. And it's so difficult with all these clothes.
It's easy, said Mrs. Who. But you're young, so you're still learning.
You're only a few million years older than me, said Mrs. What's-It.
Stop talking, girls, said a third voice.
It's Mrs. Witch, said Charles Wallace.
There was a little wind, and a circle of light appeared on the ground.
I can't materialize very well, said the voice. It's hard work for me, and we have a lot to do.